Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Tuesday, January 23rd, 2018. The precautions for the trial of four suspected drug traffickers starting this Wednesday are enormous. The presiding judge expects a large number of journalists covering the trial of the four men, three from Iraq and one from Syria, between the ages of 18 and 42. According to the Berlin prosecution's indictment, Iraq-born Rod A., Abbas R., and Yunus L.H. are alleged to have formed a gang in September of 2016 at the latest and acquired, divided, and profitably sold narcotics. The prosecution also reports that the Syrian-born 28-year-old Ahmad S. joined the other three in February or March of last year. As a result, the quartet is said to have purchased about 500 grams of cocaine in the spring of 2017 for sale and distribution to customers. During his arrest on April 5th last year at the Cottbus Tor U-Bahn station, Ahmad S. is said to have referred to his Muslim faith and threatened to kill the responding police officers and other people present with a bomb. Drug traffickers such as the four defendants are often on the bench in the criminal court. The accusations of gang-related activity, disrupting the peace, and dealing a large quantity of narcotics would not have led to the increased security precautions. According to reports in Berliner Zeitung, this case is making headlines, as the three Iraq-born defendants are considered to be dangerous, having apparently fought for the terrorist militia Islamic State. As previously reported by Berlin Briefing, 1 year after the terrorist attack at Breitscheidplatz, Yunus L.H., who was not classified as a terrorist threat by the state criminal police office until May of 2017, was released. The reason being, the Court of Appeal had disputed the detention for too long. Normally, there should not be more than 4 months between the prosecution and the opening of a trial. In the case of Yunus L.H., who currently is still at large, the deadline was only slightly exceeded by 5 days. A total of 27 hearing dates for the trial against the alleged drug trafficking quartet are scheduled for the end of June. Trinh Xuan Tan, a Vietnamese businessman kidnapped from Berlin, has been sentenced to life imprisonment in his homeland. A judge found the former Communist Party official and head of the state-owned corporation Petro Vietnam guilty of mismanagement and embezzlement, the state media reported on Monday. As previously reported on Berlin Briefing, the kidnapping case caused a serious diplomatic crisis between Germany and Vietnam. As reported by the state news website VNE Express, the accusation of mismanagement brought him a sentence of 14 years, and the conviction for embezzlement was life imprisonment, which was still under the maximum penalty as the defendant was originally threatened with a death sentence in the trial. 21 co-defendants were assigned sentences ranging from 30 months on parole to 22 years in prison, including former Politburo member Dinh La Thăng, who received a 13-year sentence. According to the German authorities, Tan, who had applied for asylum in Germany, was kidnapped from the Berlin Zoo by the Vietnamese Secret Service at the end of July and taken to Vietnam. The Federal Foreign Office spoke of robbery and kidnapping, but the Vietnamese government denies these allegations. According to a report from the RBB program Supermarkt, it's been found that 90% of Brandenburg's organic egg-laying hens live in barn facilities with 30,000 animals or more. Several chicken farms were mentioned which engage in factory farming and are nevertheless considered organic, like Farm Friesen Landfrisch Bio, which apparently supplies Aldi with organic eggs from three halls where around 30,000 chickens are kept. Similar facilities are planned in the Oranienburg district of Zehlendorf, where a citizens' initiative wants to prevent barn facilities containing 42,000 organic egg-laying hens. This form of factory farming is only possible with simultaneous compliance with EU organic regulations, as the requirements have been generously implemented and accepted by the responsible authorities. According to EU regulations, a maximum of 3,000 chickens are allowed to live in a barn, but the Länder Arbeitsgemeinschaft Ökologische Landbau's loose interpretation of a stable or barn is a stall compartment containing 3,000 animals. Louise Möhling from the Food Watch Consumer Protection Organization remarked that if it is planned skillfully, one can keep up to 50,000 animals in a building. It is reported that every second organic chicken in Germany lives in one of these large barns. Möhling added that these conditions have nothing to do with what the consumer imagines to be organic. The student employees of Berlin's universities are called to a 3-day warning strike starting today. It was announced by the union's Education and Science, GEW, and Verdi. The background to this are the tariff negotiations with the Municipal Employers Association, KAV, for 8,000 student employees who were declared unsuccessful by the unions in December. Among other things, the unions demand an increase in hourly wages to 14 euro and an adjustment to the wage development of other university employees. The KAV had offered to increase the hourly wage from 10 euros 98 to 12 euros 50 in several steps by January 1, 2022. The union's maximum demands could not be met. According to Verdi, a first warning strike last week did not lead to an improved offer. In the Jakob and Wilhelm Grimm Zentrum of Humboldt University, strikers are said to have taken numerous books off the shelves of the library and distributed them throughout the building, allegedly to show what a library looks like when no student workers are cleaning up. Gentrification is impacting the Bassi Club on Schönhauser Allee in Prenzlauer Berg, which will have to close this summer, as confirmed by club operator Tommy Torpedo to Berliner Zeitung. An exact date has not yet been set. The reasons being, the rooms are too large for the audience, and the rent was greatly increased in January. According to the owner, Bassi has been operating at a loss for 2 to 3 years, and the club would have to become more commercial. For Mr. Torpedo, the Prenzlauer Berg is dead, as the regulars are no longer here because of the increased rents, and those who are still coming have also become older. A major obstacle was also the bureaucracy. Many people reacted sadly to the closure and see club culture in Prenzlauer Berg falling apart. Other clubs like White Trash and Privatclub are gone already, and, according to Club Commission representative Lutz Leisendring, two other yet unnamed clubs are threatened by closure. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. Also, find us and other Berlin-related podcasts on bearradio.org. If you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.